Hello and welcome. My name is Evie, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this exciting journey. Today, we're embarking on the first part of our three-part series, Automate Like a Pro in 90 Days, an easy AI plan for local businesses. Whether you're new to automation or looking to take your business to the next level, you're in the right place. Together, we're going to explore how AI and automation can transform your small business, freeing up your time, improving customer satisfaction, and helping you grow in ways you never thought possible. But don't worry, you won't need to be a tech wizard to make this happen. I'm going to walk you through everything step by step. Over the next 15 days, we're going to lay the groundwork that will set you up for success. We'll start by getting a clear understanding of your current operations and setting achievable goals. Then, we'll explore simple tools and strategies that can take the heavy lifting off your shoulders, making your business run more smoothly than ever. And trust me, we're just getting started. This is part one of our series. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll dive into the psyche. Setup and integration, days 16 to 45. Of automation systems to really kick things into high gear. But first, let's focus on the foundation. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Chapter 1. Understanding your current operations. Before we can make any changes, we need to understand where your business stands right now. Think of this step as taking a snapshot of your current operations. It's essential to know where you are before we can figure out where you're going. And don't worry if things feel a little chaotic at the moment. That's exactly what we're going to fix. Step 1. Listing customer contact methods. Let's start by making a list of all the ways your customers currently reach you. Do they call you, email, message you on Facebook or Instagram? Or maybe they fill out a contact form on your website. Maria, the owner of a local cleaning service, was struggling with this. Her customers were contacting her through phone calls, emails, texts, and social media, and it was overwhelming. By writing down all the methods, Maria was able to see how disorganized her communication was, and that's exactly what we're going to help you fix. Step 2. Mapping out your processes. Now that you've listed the ways customers reach out to you, it's time to map out what happens after they make contact. Do they get an immediate response? How do you schedule appointments? And how do you handle follow-ups? For Maria, she realized she was spending hours every evening returning calls and scheduling appointments. Once we mapped this out, she could see how much time she was wasting on tasks that could easily be automated. Step 3. Identifying pain points. As you go through this process, pay attention to any areas where things aren't running as smoothly as they could. Are there delays in responding to customer inquiries? Do you ever miss messages? These are the areas we'll be targeting for improvement through automation. By the end of this step, you'll have a clear picture of how your business currently operates, and you'll be able to identify the areas that need the most attention. Chapter 2. Setting clear, achievable goals. Now that you've got a better understanding of your current operations, it's time to set some goals. But we're not talking about vague hopes like, I want things to run more smoothly. We're going to define clear, actionable goals that will give you a roadmap to success. Step 1. Defining what success looks like. Ask yourself, what do you want to achieve through automation? Do you want to save time, improve communication with customers, increase your bookings? The more specific you are, the better. Maria's top priority was to reduce the time she spent on scheduling. So her goal became, I want to cut my scheduling time by 50% over the next 3 months. Step 2. Making your goals measurable. It's important to make your goals measurable. Instead of saying, I want to improve customer communication, say, I want to respond to all inquiries within 1 hour. This way, you'll have a clear target to aim for. Step 3. Prioritizing your goals. Finally, prioritize your goals. Which ones will make the biggest impact on your business? Focus on the goals that will give you the most significant returns first. For Maria, it was all about automating her scheduling process because that's where she saw the most time being wasted. By setting clear, measurable goals, you'll have a clear vision of what success looks like and the steps you need to take to get there. Chapter 3: Implementing AI and Automation. Now comes the fun part: implementing AI and automation into your business. And don't worry, you don't need to be a tech expert to make this work. We'll focus on simple, user-friendly tools designed specifically for small businesses like yours. Step 1. Choosing the right tools. Let's start by choosing the right tools for your business. There are plenty of automation platforms out there, but you don't need all of them. Think about the goals you've set and choose tools that will help you achieve those goals. For example, if you want to automate scheduling, you'll want a platform that allows customers to book appointments online, sends reminders, and syncs with your calendar. Step 2. Testing and trying. Most automation tools offer free trials, so before you commit, test them out in real-world scenarios. See how the platform fits into your day-to-day operations. For Maria, she tested a scheduling tool for 2 weeks and immediately saw improvements in how she managed appointments. Step 3. Seamless integration. Once you've chosen your tools, it's time to integrate them into your business. Start with the basics, like automating your scheduling, and then gradually introduce other features like automated follow-up messages or reminders. Automation is all about simplifying your workload, not making it more complicated. So take it slow, and before you know it, your business will be running more smoothly than ever. Chapter 4: Engaging your team. If you have a team, it's crucial to get them on board with these changes. Automation isn't just about making your life easier, it's about improving the experience for everyone, including your employees. Step 1: Communicating the vision. Explain to your team why you're introducing automation and how it's going to make their jobs easier. Show them how tasks like scheduling or responding to customer inquiries will be handled by the system, giving them more time to focus on higher value activities. Step 2: Providing training and support. Make sure your team feels confident using the new tools. Offer simple training sessions or cheat sheets that explain how the system works. If they feel supported, they'll be more likely to embrace the changes. Maria found that once her cleaning team saw how easy the scheduling tool was to use, they were excited to spend less time on administrative tasks and more time focusing on providing great service. Chapter 5: Measuring success and making adjustments. With your automation tools in place, it's time to track your progress. Remember the goals we set earlier? Now's the time to see how you're measuring up. Step 1: Tracking metrics. Look at the data. Are you responding to customer inquiries faster? Have you reduced the amount of time spent on repetitive tasks? Use the reports generated by your automation tools to measure success. Step 2: Adjusting as needed. If something isn't working quite the way you'd hoped, don't worry. Automation is flexible. You can make adjustments as needed, whether that's tweaking the timing of reminders or fine-tuning how you manage bookings. Maria found that she needed to adjust the frequency of her appointment reminders to better suit her clients' needs. Small changes like this can make a big difference. Bosana, conclusion. You've got this. Congratulations. You've completed part 1 of the series, and you've made huge strides toward transforming your business with AI and automation. You now have a clear understanding of your operations, defined goals, and the tools you need to streamline your processes. But hold on to your hats. We're only just getting started. This is just the beginning of your automation journey. In part 2, setup and integration, days 16 to 45. We'll dive deeper into how to fully integrate these tools into your business and ensure everything runs smoothly. But don't worry, We're giving you a few weeks to digest everything you've learned so far before we move on to the next stage. You've already laid the foundation for success, and I'm so excited to see what's next for you. Now, before you go, let me remind you, you don't have to do this alone. Wuss. Let's work together. Imagine having a team of experts guiding you through each phase of this journey. At Wingmate, we specialize in helping small and local businesses like yours succeed with AI and automation. Every business is unique, and we understand that implementing new technology can feel overwhelming, even with a detailed guide. That's why I'd like to personally invite you to take the next step with us. We can provide personalized support. We'll tailor solutions specifically for your business needs. Simplified processes. We'll break down complex concepts into easy-to-understand steps. Team empowerment. We'll train your team, ensuring they feel confident and ready for the change. Guaranteed success. We'll be with you every step of the way, helping you overcome any challenges and celebrating your wins. Book a call with us. We would love the opportunity to discuss how we can make this journey even smoother for you. Let's talk about your goals, address any concerns, and explore how Wingmate can support you every step of the way. To schedule a personal call with one of our experts is simple, and we have included all the ways you can reach out to us in the ebook version, so reach out and choose a time that works best for you. Congratulations again on taking this significant step toward enhancing your business with AI and automation. Your commitment to growth and innovation is truly inspiring. And remember, this is just the first part of the series. There's so much more to come. I'm looking forward to seeing what you achieve. Until next time, keep dreaming big and moving forward.